The woods were very quiet. Bunny Boy was sure that not one of his enemies was about. "There is no hawk or owl or fox in the whole woods," he said. "What fun it would be to jump around on the green forest carpet." So he took a few hops away from the bushes. Something said to him just as plainly as though his mother had spoken, "Go back, go back." At first, he listened to the voice and went back, but soon he was out in the green woods again, hopping from place to place. He hopped upon an old log and ran back and forth on it. Then he jumped into a clump of green ferns. Soon, Bunny Boy was frisking and running through the woods, having the very best time he had ever had in his life. But suddenly a strange scent came to him. It was not like anything that he had ever smelled before. At once he froze and waited. Freezing is one of the ways in which the wild creatures hide. It means to stay perfectly still. If a rabbit does not move, it is very hard to see him among the ferns and leaves. So Bunny Boy froze and waited. Presently he saw a very strange animal coming slowly through the woods. He was a strange-looking fellow, covered with long, sharp quills. It was Mr. Porcupine, but as Mother Rabbit had never shown her children a porcupine, the young bunny did not know this stranger. Bunny Boy kept so still that Mr. Porcupine passed very close to him without seeing him. The young rabbit was terribly frightened. At last Mr. Porcupine was gone, and Bunny Boy was very glad. Then he thought he would go back to his clump of bushes. Off he started, but he could not find the bushes. Faster and faster he ran, but the more he ran, the farther away the bushes seemed. At last he sat down to think. Where was the clump of bushes? His mother must have come home by this time. She would be very angry with him for running away. Just at that moment he saw a large white round ball sticking to the inside of an old tree trunk. Never in his life had he seen such a ball as that. He would find out what it was. So he crept up to the ball, slowly, stopping to sniff the air and to listen. There was a strange buzzing noise coming from the ball that sounded like flies. Bunny Boy liked to catch flies, and here was a whole ball of them. What a fine time he would have! With a quick hop, he went up and sniffed at the ball.